This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Extra, extra. This week, I have another old-timey newspaper article for your delight. To help you get in the Halloween spirit, I'm featuring an Old West vampire. So stick around to hear about a throwdown in Nebraska between a cowboy and a vampire.
I'm Alan Brill. Welcome to Brilliant, a podcast from the mind of Brill. Warning, it gets dark in here.
This story is coming to you from the Defiance Evening News, circa November 12, 1895. The headline reads, "Human vampire strangles cattle with his naked hands. His wonderful strength. Attempts to capture him prove futile. No one knows who the madman is. Thrilling experience of a Dakota cowboy." The cattlemen on the ranges of Pierre, South Dakota, tell a ghastly story of a madman who, for some time past, has been roaming over the reservation, killing cattle with his naked hands to suck their blood, and in some cases, even attacking men. No one seems to know who the man is, nor how long he has been wandering about the ranges. He was first seen some 4 or 5 weeks ago. Repeated attempts have been made to capture him, but thus far without success. He is set to labor under the hallucination that he is a vampire. How he manages without a weapon of any kind to kill the cattle on which he lives is a mystery. When found after he has left them, the animals appear to have been seized by the heads, borne to the ground by main strength, and torn to pieces by the teeth and nails of the lunatic. Jack Lewis, a cowboy in one of the ranches about midway between Pierre and the Black Hills, is the hero of the most exciting adventure with the madman yet reported. It is nearly a fortnight ago. Lewis had been out for several days with a party on the range, and about 6 o'clock in the evening, he wandered away from his companions and dismounted for a few moments. As he stood by his horse, he is suddenly struck from behind and hurled to the ground and nearly strangled by the maniac. He struggled furiously, but was unable to reach his weapon, while his assailant frothed at the mouth and made every effort to seize the cowboy by the throat with his teeth. Such wonderful strength did he display that Lewis was nearly overpowered and Dallas would have been killed had not his friends, attracted by his cries, arrived in time to rescue him. The madman flew when he saw his reinforcement coming, and although pursued by several men on fast horses, he contrived to elude them in the dusk and made his escape. Lewis was quite badly torn about the face and neck by the man's teeth and received a shock from which he has not yet fully recovered. Okay, we've talked about the old-timey newspapers and yellow journalism before when we covered the 93-pound frog. The papers back then were not necessarily dependable. In fact, on slow news days, the journalists might very well just, you know, make stuff up. It could be the case here. A couple of things to note. It should be noted that this article came out a year before Bram Stoker's Dracula, so it wasn't influenced by Dracula. If anything, Dracula actually might have been influenced by this story. Bram Stoker did have vampire accounts from the Old West, had files on it that was found in his effects, so you know, it might have influenced it, but Dracula definitely didn't influence this story. The article makes sure to mention that it was a madman who believed he was a vampire and not an actual vampire. And as I, were vampires, apparently they were, but just were vampires that well known before Dracula was published that people hallucinated that they were indeed vampires? I mean, apparently so, but I found that interesting. Also, if the dude is wrestling cattle to the ground by the head and killing them with his teeth and wrestling them to the ground with his bare hands, then I'm prone to lean towards he might actually have been a damn vampire. That takes above human strength to even do something like that. There was not a follow-up article in the Defiance News or any of the other newspapers because the story was picked up nationwide. And at first, it appears as if it might just be a one-time story. But John LeMay managed to dig up a story that was unearthed by strangehistory.net that was published in the Illustrated Police News on April 25th, 1895. That is remarkably similar, and the article goes as such. A wealthy rancher named Converse met a horrible death at Sioux City, Woodbury County, Iowa on Wednesday. There is a maniac confined in the Sioux City Lunatic Asylum who imagines himself a vampire and is considered excessively dangerous. A close watch was kept over him, but he managed to elude the vigilance of the guards and escape them on Wednesday morning. Not long afterwards, he met Mr. Converse on the high road and sprung at him in a fury, bore Converse to the ground, and literally tore him to pieces with his teeth. When Converse ceased to struggle, the maniac fastened to his neck and sucked the blood from a gaping wound. He then returned to the asylum, where his shocking appearance showed the asylum officials that something dreadful had happened. A search was made when the body of the maniac's victim was discovered, mutilated, almost beyond recognition. All right, so the Illustrated Police News, which is considered the source of the story, the origin point, although, again, this story was picked up worldwide, even in Australia, but the Illustrated Police News was considered to be a tabloid. In fact, it was voted the worst newspaper in England. So, I mean, that's problematic. But the similarities between these two stories are strong. Now, Sioux City, Iowa, and the Pine Ridge region are about 350 miles apart. The Sioux City account was published in April of 1895, and the Pine Ridge account was published in November of 1895. And that's plenty of time for this maniac to make his way betwixt the two. So could it be that he once again escaped from the asylum? He did it once before and resumed his campaign of terror in Pine Ridge? Yeah, depending on how much these stories were exaggerated, we have to consider, could a vampire have roamed the plains, leaving a string of dead cattle and men in its wake? Was he merely a lunatic, or was he indeed a vampire? Was there a vampire out roaming the plains of the Old West? Boy, I hope so, really. I prefer to think the vampires roam the Wild West. It might be a romantic notion, and certainly it's a fantastic one, but still, I mean, it could be. These articles keep the hope alive, the little spark of wonder in my brain going. And, you know, they give me hope. It just could be. So I say, here's to you, High Plains Cowboy Vampire. Long may you occupy the dark places in our imagination. I sourced this. I found this article, the story, in, let's get it. There we go. Cowboys and Monsters, Vampires, Mummies, and Werewolves of the Old West by our man, John LeMay. Like all his works, it's excellent. Definitely worth checking out. And he did a fantastic job researching it, as he did every story in this book. Again, Cowboys and Monsters. Order your copy today. And, you know, thanks for joining me this week. And, you know, if you liked what you saw, be sure to hit that like and subscribe. And leave a comment. Let me know how I'm doing. And again, this week, just a little tidbit, very informal, just a little snack, just something I put out, you know, on the off weeks between the main shows. So they're a little less formal, I guess you could say. And, you know, we just kind of skim the surface of the subject, give you a quick bite, just a little snack. And, but I'll be back next week with the main show. We're going to cover The Haunting of Asylum 49. It's going to be good, folks. You don't want to miss it. And, yeah, thanks for hanging out this week. And as, you go about your business, please be careful because it can get dark out there.